Hi guys, welcome to My Cats and My Thoughts. Okay, so this is a podcast where I'm just rambling on my thoughts, sharing stories or sharing my personal experience. And once in a blue moon, okay, I don't think so it's once in a blue moon, but often more than maybe, my cat will pop in and say meow, and he is the loudest yapper I know. So if he comes in and yaps and it hurts your ears, I am so sorry. I am not trying to abuse your ear holes, so proceed with caution. But I promise you, he loves me and he loves everyone. So yeah. So today I'll be talking about life of living with narcissism. Sounds a lot. It is a lot. I think being at the age of 23, when you're lost, you're depressed, you graduated from school, get rejected multiple times, household isn't somewhere you can always turn to. And living with narcissism parents, I would say particularly to my dad, and living with an emotional wreck, which is my mom, is not always the easiest combo to deal with at hand. And that being said, it's also not the easiest mindset growing up with. I think how I could describe this is, when you grew up with a broken household, you see things through a broken lens. And when you've grown up and you've only known them your whole life, someone who has lived with clear lens through their life, like with the best upbringing and, you know, listening to your emotions, regulating your emotions, it's often not easy to see eye to eye. It's like sadness is like, I could be wrong, but this is from personal experience. When you live with a broken household, sadness is the one thing that is comforting to you. Like, it's your comfort place. Happiness is just weird. Like, happiness is one of the most scariest feelings to ever possess. Until now, I am still scared of being happy. Like, I could laugh with my friends. Like, I could have the best day at work. But sometimes I always feel like I'm walking on eggshells because, like, I never know when the next episode of sadness seeps through. And that's scary. And it's not something that I want to live throughout my life, but sadly, I've grown up with it. And sometimes I do wonder, when one day, when I do reach a stage of being happy, who will I be? Will I be different? Will the identity of me growing up be completely different? Who will I associate? Like, these are the thoughts that sometimes it wanders and calls through my mind. Now, going back to living with a narcissistic dad, I think it's honestly very challenging. Okay, so I've only come to terms and understand that I have lived and I am living with a narcissistic dad is recently. Like, call me dumb, but it took me a while to kind of piece things together that my dad is very narcissistic, and that probably explains why most of my relationships I've dealt with are like my dad. Yes, daddy issues come to life. How can I explain what it's like living with a narcissistic dad? Okay, so let's say you've had a bad day at work and you just don't really feel like talking to anyone. You just really don't feel like communicating, or let alone just don't feel like interacting with anyone. You just want to be by yourself. And then you get home, you shower, you change out, and you just do your skincare, and then, you know, things go by as per normal. And then suddenly your dad asks, he hits you with the, why is it that you're so different? Why is your response so, like, cold? And then I will respond with, oh, I'm just tired from work. That's all. So and this response, you, I don't know, I, till this day, I still kind of expect a decent response, but that's really never the case. In my mind, I kind of wish that my dad would respond with, oh, are you okay? Like, do you want to talk about it? But it's actually the complete opposite. It's more of like, tired? You're just 23. Who are you to be tired? What are you so tired about? Like, okay, yeah, you work, part-time job. Well, what's that with? Like, I've lived life longer than you, and I'm more tired than you. Who are you to complain that you're tired? Like, I don't think so you have the right to complain that you're tired. You're not even experienced in the working world. You're not even at my age. Who are you to complain that you're tired? And then you're just like, whoa, I'm already having a shitty day. The last thing I ever want to hear from someone is to invalidate that I do not have the right to be tired. I think that's one thing that up to today is something that's very hard for me to like kind of like respond in the most calm manner, because we're all humans. When we're going through the toughest shit, our emotions aren't always the best when we're dealt with like people who really love poking your buttons. Yeah. And you know when you respond with, I'm just tired from work because my job is just physically laborious, that's why I'm just tired. And then he hits you with the, oh, I've been there, I've done that. When I was your age, I was, you know, climbing a mountain, I was, you know, cleaning the windows and everything. I was washing the dishes, and even then I didn't complain that I was tired. So something that always gets to me is like, is it wrong for me to say how I feel? Like when I say how I feel, you push and cast my feelings aside. But when I don't say how I feel, you're saying that, oh, I'm ignoring you, I'm a changed person, I've changed because of my air quote friends, or I've changed because I've been influenced and I'm just not a good person anymore. So that's an example of how I can give you what's like living with a narcissistic parent. But I think in recent, I think I'm slowly getting better at how I respond to these type of situations. And I think, okay, don't take my advice, but this is because, okay, I would say what I'm doing, there is a backfire to it. I think it's more of like, the more these responses of like comments that comes in, I think you just have to say, oh okay, like as much as it angers you, it pains you. I think when you respond with, oh, okay, there's not much one can say. Okay, there's two things you can go about it. Your parents could either rebut more, or it will make you look like you're just defiant. I mean, both doesn't sound the greatest, if not that I'm saying out loud, but so far, it's what worked for me in a way where, like, it helps me calm my emotions. It helps me, it prevents me from reacting in a way where I will always like try to prove my point, like, oh my god, you're in a different generation, like, get over it, like, I have the right to be tired, like, everyone's human, blah blah blah. Like as much you wanna say of all these, like, I'm human, blah blah blah, I think that is something that they will never process it in their heads. Try and test it with past partners. Response is almost on par, if I'm being honest. I would say they're pretty consistent with their responses. With narcissism, it baffles me, if I'm being honest. And I guess now I know why they say daughters tend to find partners. What was I saying? Women tend to find partners like their fathers, although the fathers are the ones that broke their heart first. So, yeah, I've been in a constant rat race cycle of, like, somehow... Okay, me saying somehow is a delusional response. But in reality, I somehow always find a way to attract guys who represent my father. Intense. Embarrassing, if we may will. But, yeah. I think, it's not easy to find a partner who is way different than what you expect. I think that's another topic for another day. But to anyone who's living with narcissistic fathers, it's really not easy. Like, anyone can give you advice, but ultimately, at the end of the day, when the situation does arise, it's so hard to be on your toes, to be very calm with your response and not be so quick to overreact. It's really, really hard, honestly, to be at a level of calm and collected to not give in the urge to fight back or to be defiant, if I may say. Like, there's this sense of urge that you always want to be right. And that's because, you grew up with that. You have that. I mean, if I'm being honest, my attitude comes from my parents. I have my dad's anger issues, and I have my mom's coursing veins of sadness and violence, but I'm not really that violent. But I was when I was young, but that's a whole other debacle. Wow, I'm really exposing myself here. But sometimes I feel that I am the only one, because the people around me seems to view things differently than I am. And I'm not saying my friends are bad. It's they have really, really good insights. But I think at the end of the day, the one thing to understand is people can never understand what you're going through, because you are the only one that knows what you are going through. As much as someone can give you advices, sometimes it does not meet the satisfaction of this is not what I mean, but I wish someone could fully, fully understand what I feel and what I'm going through. I'm just here to say that I know it's not easy, but living with narcissism is, and living it with throughout your livelihood, is something that's very, very hard to overcome. Trust me, I know this firsthand, because I'm not fully there. I'm still trying. I just started really wanting to be better. And yeah. So let me know what your thoughts are about this podcast. Okay, my cat is sleeping, so hence there's no meows today. Usually he's awake. But let me know your thoughts and how you think I could improve. I don't know, I'm just curious. Be nice. It's my first episode, and I'm trying to see what I can do better. Bye. Meow. Oh my god, I should not do that. I'm so sorry. Intrusive thoughts. But ciao.